Hello, everyone. As you know, the company is going on a roadshow beginning Monday, but since there appears to be popular demand for a teleconference anyway, we want to present the fourth quarter results. We also wish to comment on the news that came out late last night or to some of you early this morning. I hope most of you have the presentation available in front of you that will help to illustrate what I have to say. And I will be calling the numbers of slides to help you keep up with my discourse. I want to start with fourth quarter results and results for the year, consolidated results for the year, which overall are a source of great satisfaction to us, with top-line growth of 20% to 1.2 billion PLN. Operating EBITDA, by which I mean EBITDA exclusive of non-cash charges for stock incentive comp, up 23% to 253 million. Net profit up 88% to 127 million. Please keep in mind that these results include the negative contribution of Nowy Dzień. For the whole year, that was 29.4 million. For the fourth quarter, 27.3 million. We promised you to keep track of ROE, and we are pleased to report that in 2005, ROE grew almost twofold to 11%, with the current cost of equity at 9.5%. We ended the year with a strong cash position of 263 million PLN, which is a good starting point to continue our strategy of growth and to meet the challenges of the coming year. This cash position, needless to say, already reflects 150 million in cash returns to shareholders through dividends and buyback program. Now, if you go to slide number three, we wanted to tell you what stands behind the operating performance in key areas of our business. I'll summarize briefly, then I will go on to some detail. On the side of accomplishments, Gazeta grew circulation, while its advertising share remained almost intact despite increased market competition. Two, book collections continue to prove a great new business and generate profits. Three, the outdoor business is growing and has become a net contributor to the bottom line. And four, Metro, which went national in April of last year, is showing a great promise as an advertising medium. It is now number two newspaper in readership in large cities, right behind Gazeta Wyborcza and ahead of the German tabloid. On the worry side, first, advertising spending on newspapers lost its growth momentum in the fourth quarter of 2005. Two, in the fourth quarter, sales of Gazeta dropped after a long series of growth quarters. Three, there is a price war in the magazine segment. We are pleased that despite that, operating performance of the segment improved in 2005, but we are concerned about potential long-term impact of this price war. And finally, and perhaps most importantly, as this is new news for today, our new mid-market newspaper did not prove successful. And now let's go into some details on all of this. On slide four, just a quick report on Gazeta. Circulation grew 3%. Revenues from copy sales were nearly 190 million. I do want to say that the circulation growth is unique. All other national, virtually all local newspapers declined. Of course, the fourth quarter results, which you have on top of that page, the reversal of the trend in the fourth quarter spoiled the taste of this victory. We now think we understand most of the factors which affected sales in the fourth quarter, and we are working to remedy the situation. Revenues from advertising, 465 million. Share stood at 41% at the year-end, which is 1 percentage point less than last year, the year previous. And it needs to be underscored that this share loss is much smaller than we anticipated when, in fact, entered the market. Now, about... Excuse me. Now about new projects, successes, the successes and a defeat. Let me start with the book collections. After the resounding success of the first collection in 2004, the big question was, is this a sustainable business? We know from other markets that the answer tends to be yes. And certainly from our own market, from the 2005 data, we can give you a resounding yes. We sold 10 million books, made 180 million in revenue, and 22 million in operating profit. And we are continuing in 2006. We have a series of new projects. One has already been launched. That's a 30-volume book collection with movie DVDs. On page 6, Metro, which, as I said earlier, became a national newspaper in April of 2005, is now the number one free newspaper in Poland, the number four national newspaper, and number two in cities over 500,000. In Warsaw, where it has been for a while, it already has a 6% share of advertising, and its national share doubled and now stands at 2%. And we are seeing a satisfying rate of growth in readership and revenues. Having said that, it is also fair to say that Metro is still an investment, not yet profitable. We expect break-even in 2 years. Now to Nowy Dzień. In November, we launched this new mid-market newspaper, paid, of course. In order to generate profits, Nowy Dzień needed to achieve copy sales of 250,000. Although we did not expect to hit this level of sales right away, the sales results of the 2005 publication months, which were 190,000 and declining, fell below expectations. We then made editorial changes. We did new promotions on the newspaper, but the declining trend continued and deepened in 2006. We told you, when we reported the quarter, we said we are now watching this on a daily basis. And it became clear to us after results of the recent weeks that the probability of reversing this trend and of reaching sales target of 250,000 is virtually nil. Therefore, we made the decision, announced late last night, to cease the publication after February 23rd issue, since bearing the cost of continuation was not in the interest of the company and of its shareholders. On the accounting note, I want to add that all the costs of Nowy Dzień, including provisions, will be reflected in the 1Q 2006 financials. On page 7, just a word about another new investment, this time geared to the digital technology. As you may remember, Gazeta holds the number one position in the recruitment advertising market. This market is growing at a healthy pace. And in Poland, unlike in the West, its shift to internet is still in diapers, but this will not continue. to ensure that we continue to lead and earn profits in this sector, we are now launching a new service which combines print and online recruitment services. Basically, the way it works is that our advertisers now place ads simultaneously in the newspaper, hard copy newspaper, and in the special new recruitment service online. And they really like this new offering. Job seekers get a great number of well-classified ads, both by category and by region, in both print and online. And because we work with an application service provider who is very experienced, serves 130 companies worldwide, we are able to offer broad functionality which facilitates not only search of job offers, but the whole process of finding a job. The official launch of this service is March 6th, but it is already in the soft launch available to users online. On slide 8, you have a quick summary of our newspaper segment activities, which include internet and book collections. Total revenues, 940 million, up 23%. EBIT up 20%, 262 million. Now, we promised you, as we were entering new activities, that we will also show you fundamentals on apples-to-apples basis. So below the line, you have the figures exclusive of Nowy Dzień and of the new accounting rules on share-based payments. And you see that without Nowy Dzień and this other item, EBIT would have grown 45% to 195 million. We are also pleased with the performance of our second largest segment, which is outdoor advertising. Revenues were up 26.4% to 143 million, more than last year. EBITDA grew to 27 million, and the business posted net profit of 9 million. That compares to a loss of 15 million at the end of 2004. Our share was up, in the market share was up 1 point. And we have to say, of course, that increased spending on outdoor helped the top line. But also what helped is an excellent execution of strategy, including expansion of the network. We added large formats on the walls of buildings, 50 and 100 square meters. We added a lot of city furniture, and we added public transportation, mobile network. Now, I want to shift gears and start talking about the future, but in order to do that, we need to take a look, this is on slide 10, on the trends in the fourth quarter. In the advertising spending, total ad spend in the fourth quarter was up 12%, but ad spend on newspapers was up only 4.5%. What happened? Our analysis shows that two key newspaper categories, which is automotive and finance, which together account for 20% of spending on newspaper ads, declined by 20%. Now, there are two different things which are happening. In the case of automotives, this basically what is happening is that all the budgets shrunk in all the media segments, and that has to do with the precipitous decline in new car sales. Quite a different case in financial services, where total spending was up 30%, spending in television up 71%, and decline in newspapers of 20%. So we see a massive move of budgets to television. This has to do with products which banks are pushing, mostly mortgages, where they believe they can reach more clients on television, but it also has to do with pricing on television, Television keeps increasing GRP rates, but it also increased audiences. Clearly, in the fourth quarter, clients did not abandon television. They still found television attractive on CPM basis. And hence, the largest percentage of spending stayed with television. Now, we, in trying to formulate our expectations for next year, we have assumed that this trend will continue. And on page 11, you have our estimates of the advertising market in 2006. The good news is that it will be another year, or at least we think so, of two-digit growth. We believe advertisers will spend 10% more than in 2005. But the less good news is that television is likely, although we are not certain, likely to get more than its fair share of this growth, 13%, while our preliminary estimate for the newspaper segment is 7% growth. I'd like to underscore that this is a soft estimate, because we have made certain assumptions about advertiser behavior, also because the demand for newspaper ads may also depend on the supply side, which is how many newspapers there are, what are the pricing strategy. Which brings me to my next point, which is on page 12, which is what's ahead in the newspaper market, which is our core business. This market looked stable only 4 or 5 years ago with two quality papers, then a bunch of regional titles in the middle of the scale, and one tabloid in the down market. Then we had the first disarrangement with the entry of free newspapers, which forced traditional publishers like ourselves to enter the game. Then over 2 years ago, Springer launched its new tabloid. Then in November, we launched Nowy Dzień. Now, going forward, it looks like there will be many more things happening. We are now talking market gossip, but nevertheless, some of this at least is likely to happen. So what is being said here? Number one, that Axel Springer is preparing a national quality launch. It is also said that another operator might enter the market with a national newspaper in the quality segment. Super Express is said to be for sale. As you know, Orkla made the decision to sell its media asset that in Poland includes Rzeczpospolita and 12 regionals. On top of that, it is being said that Rzeczpospolita is preparing to change its format to compact, which means it will also be promoting it heavily. So it looks like 2006 will be a busy year, and the busiest aspect will be in the quality newspaper segment. And that's on page 13. As you know, we are a leader in this segment by every measure, circulation, readership, and advertising. And we are not only committed to keeping Gazeta the number one opinion-making newspaper, we also, as you know, this is our core business in both revenues and profits, and we are determined to protect this business against competitive forays. On our side, we have a powerful brand, long tradition, which translates into loyalty of readers, and we have very dedicated staff. We, as you know from the past, we treat competition, we don't treat competition with disdain. Particularly hard, it would be hard in the case of Axel Springer, who after the fiasco of ProSieben acquisition in Germany, went on record to say that it's shifting all the resources for expansion in our region, particularly in Poland. It's a big company with big pockets, and because of its only technically listed status, able to withstand long-term losses. At the same time, we should remind you that Axel Springer is not a powerhouse in the quality newspaper business. Its tabloids tend to be successful, by and large, with exceptions, but its German flagship, Die Welt, sells only 230,000 copies. That's in a country twice the size of Poland. It's roughly half of Gazeta's circulation. And even its mid-market newspaper launched in Hungary has failed and needed to be shut down. And anyway, you don't clone easily, unlike in the case of tabloids, quality newspapers. Still, we have to be prepared for a lot of competitive activity. Our objective, number one strategic objective, is to minimize the damage it may cause to Gazeta. And this objective will determine how the management board of Agora decides on resource allocation in 2006. Gazeta's model, I know you know this, but I want to remind you, Gazeta's model, business model, which is very successful, depends on its wide reach, and we need to maintain circulation, so we will need to be flexible about allocating a resource for marketing and promotion to the paper. We'll also need to protect our staff from aggressive poaching by competitors. In brief, we have adopted a view that Gazeta's position at the where we come out at the end of this year must be considered the key to the future and will take precedence of over other considerations. If we need to cut costs, we will cut them in areas which do not affect Gazeta's ability to fight. I also need to tell you that we have a lot of unknowns here. We don't know if and when these various things I described a few minutes ago will happen. And depending on whether they happen and what the timing is, we will make decisions about what to do, when to do it, and with what intensity to do it. So we are prepared, we are flexible, but our visibility for the months ahead, for the time being, is somewhat limited. And because visibility is limited, we want to, that's on page 15, mention a few of the key factors which may affect financial performance this year. And we'll mention both those which we can quantify pretty well and those which are harder to quantify. Marketing costs will grow. It reflects the fact that we continued Nowy Dzień for the first 6 weeks or 7 weeks of this year. It also reflects that Metro is now a national newspaper, and it reflecting possible increases of spending on Gazeta because of the competitive situation in the quality newspaper segment. Now, there is some uncertainty regarding production material costs. We have given you an estimate of 15% growth in our MD&A. This is clearly already changing after the decision to shut down Nowy Dzień, but I need to remind you that this cost will depend on many other factors, such as sales levels of Gazeta, etc., etc., aside from the obvious ones, such as currency exchange rates. Payroll costs will grow somewhat, reflecting also the fact that we have Nowy Dzień and the costs of running it and shutting it down. expansion of Metro, and there might be some salary increases enforced by the competitive situation. That's on the cash side of payroll expense. Non-cash expense growth reflects the new accounting rules on share-based payments. We have given you an estimate of 40 million. This is an estimate because we obviously don't know the future stock price, and the assumptions were given in MD&A. The 40 million compares to 7 million in 2005, where we took advantage of certain provisional rules in the new accounting standards. I want to make sure we understand one another on this. Nothing is changed in our incentive plans other than the way they are accounted for. The plans have not expanded. They remain at comparable levels. Depreciation bill will shrink. CapEx will be at run rate of around 46 million, but we were directed by our auditors to extend useful life periods of capital assets, such as printing plants, and this will lower annual depreciation charge by 14 million. With respect in other business segments, we really don't expect anything that would be a departure, totally out of line with  2005. In the outdoor segment, the rate of market growth will slow down. IMS is likely to continue investing in the expansion of its network and making positive contribution to net profit. In magazines, our job is to withstand the impact of price war, and we will look for opportunities to grow organically through launches of new titles. Local radio is implementing this continuing implementation of the two-brand strategy and cleaning up its capital structure. Eventually, we still need to decide what to do about our investment in the super-regional radio, which operates in the red. All three businesses are keeping their eyes open to market consolidation opportunities. Now, thank you very much. Now we are open for questions. I want to say that Zbyszek Bąk, the Vice President, is here with us, as well as the IR staff.